Hello and welcome to this week's edition of International Media with me, Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel. In today's program, we'll talk about homophobia and how the media should cover lesbian, gay, bi and trans or LGBT issues. Later on, we'll hear from a member of the French Association of LGBT Journalists. But first, we'll head to Turkey. Earlier this week, Auguste Güven, the editor of the Cumhuriyet Daily's website, was jailed by Turkish authorities on terrorism charges. Güven, who is facing up to 7 years in jail, is the 12th journalist working for the opposition newspaper to be imprisoned. He is blamed for a controversial tweet reporting that Mustafa Alper, the state prosecutor in the western province of Denizli, had died in a road accident. This move is part of an intense crackdown on freedom of the press coming from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. More than 150 media outlets were closed in the wake of a coup attempt last year. Erol Enderoğlu, Reporters Without Borders representative in Turkey, explains why the authorities are targeting Cumhuriyet.
It is clearly that Cumhuriyet is perceived by Turkish government as the few remaining vocal and critical voices in Turkey. And the last arrest of Güven is apparently done because the online version of Cumhuriyet has more impact than the printing version. I believe that the aim is clearly to silence journalists working for the online section of Cumhuriyet. So although Cumhuriyet is selling just, let's say, 50,000 copies a day, this newspaper shows pretty well that any small but efficient critical outlet may still disturb those who are looking for more isolation.
150 media outlets have been shut down by the government since the attempted coup last summer. Is there a risk that Cumhuriyet could be shut down by the authorities?
From now on, the aim of the government seems to be to affect a new direction at the head of the newspaper, but not taking control. There is a clear will of the government to interfere at the head of the editorial policy of Cumhuriyet.
But why not shut it down because so many other media outlets have been shut down? Is it because this newspaper is too important?
No, because the government has believed that dozens of media outlets was a part of a political network close to Fethullah Gulen movement, close to Kurdish resistance, and then they were able to crack down on these media outlets based on emergency decree laws. But for Cumhuriyet, I think that the aim is just to interfere to the editorial policies. Cumhuriyet is not representing one political line. It is a network of many different political positions. So I believe that, yes, there is not a clear will to just close the newspaper for the moment.
This was Erol Enderoğlu, Reporters Without Borders representative in Turkey.
International Media.
Now to France, where earlier this week, the country, just like many other around the world, observed the International Day Against Homophobia. Every year, on May 17th, hundreds of thousands of people around the globe celebrate sexual diversity and use the occasion to remind the world of the struggles the LGBT community still faces. France is certainly far from being the worst place in the world for LGBT people. Gay marriage was legalized 4 years ago, and it protects sexual minorities from discrimination. But activists say there's still more to be done in the fight for equality, especially when it comes to media coverage of LGBT issues. Published guidelines aimed at educating journalists on how to talk about the gay community. Ingrid Terwath, a journalist with Courrier International and a member of the association, explains why her organization was created 2 years ago.
The AGL was founded in 2013 following the debates around the marriage equality law. And following this, the passing of the law, we noticed that the coverage in the French media was particularly biased. Very often, people who belong to the anti-marriage equality movement were invited on TV or on the radio, and each time the shows failed to provide an opposing view. As a result, the French media gave a large platform to homophobic views and to homophobia in general. So we wanted to address that, and the AJL was founded in the wake of these debates to address these issues. So we created a small booklet. It's 20 pages long, and you can download it online on the AJL website. And the booklet is aimed at the newsroom, at all the French journalists. And actually, it's also, I think, helpful for journalists to write in other languages as well. The point of the booklet is to help people inform about and write about LGBT-related issues in a way that's both fair and respectful. So we give tips about how to write about transgender people, about how to write about HIV and AIDS. We also give links and contact numbers of several associations who can help, who can provide point of views, contacts, etc. So the whole point was to be very practical, very proactive, and very helpful.
I remember that 2 years ago, this booklet's kind of got a lot of attention from the press, and if I'm not mistaken, about 50 media outlets committed to respecting it. Is that right?
That's right, and we're very happy about that. But a lot of efforts still need to be made. This became very visible after in the wake of the Orlando massacre. Only one French media outlet immediately alluded to the massacre as an act of homophobia. It was Ouest-France, a daily local newspaper. None of the national outlets initially stated that it was homophobic. So this was a big problem, and this happened in spite of our booklet. So we still have a lot of work in, you know, raising awareness.
I'm guessing that one of the issues still for the French press is how to talk about trans people.
It's a big issue. How to write about trans people, which pronouns to use, it can be as basic as that. How not to be, how to be respectful also. And how to, the other important thing is to get away from the very stereotypical, very sensationalist coverage of these issues. So we need to work on that a lot.
In a sense, I'm guessing that by creating the association, by, you know, saying we're journalists and all of us are members of the LGBT community, it also shows that visibility is important. I'm guessing that was also one of the aims.
The aim was to bring more respect and fairness to the coverage. But visibility, you are completely right, is a very important aspect of it. And this is why we're organizing in a bit more than a month. An award ceremony, which is called the Outdoor, which is going to be organized in Paris at the Maison des Métallos on the 29th of June. And this award ceremony is meant to celebrate people who are defending LGBT rights, who are covering the LGBT issues in a very respectful and fair way, and also to celebrate visibility, to celebrate those who've had the courage to come out. To give you and it's not only about journalists and the media. Of course, we're journalists, and we want to be positive. We want to expose bias, but we also want to celebrate respect and fairness. So we are going to award many journalists and many media outlets, but we also want to point out at artists and politicians who've decided to come out and to promote visibility and equality.
This was Ingrid Terwath, a journalist with Courrier International and a member of the French Association of LGBT Journalists. And this brings us to the end of this week's program with me, Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel.